USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing economic sanctions on Turkey, calling on its government to stop its assault against Kurdish fighters and civilians in northern Syria. He's now also sending a delegation of U.S. officials to that region, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement that he'll be going to the region with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to begin negotiations.
President Trump reiterated his offer to mediate and arbitrate a negotiation between Syrian Defense Forces and the Turkish military.
Mr. Pence added the U.S. is calling for a ceasefire to bring an end to the violence.
The USGS says a 4.5 magnitude earthquake rattled folks 25 miles northeast of San Francisco last night. There are no reports of damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former police officer in Fort Worth now in custody for the murder of a black woman in her home over the weekend. 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew when a neighbor saw that their house door was open, so he called police to do a welfare check. The white police officer walked in and fired a shot, killing the woman. Fort Worth Police Sergeant Chris Daniels says,
the Fort Worth Police Department would again like to express our deepest condolences to Ms. Jefferson's family. We understand that this is a tough and tragic event, not only for her family, but for the community.
The 34-year-old officer, Aaron Dean, resigned yesterday and then was arrested. GM and the United Auto Workers Union may be getting closer to a deal to end a nearly month-long strike. The UAW's called in the union's National GM Council, made up of local presidents from around the nation, for a Thursday morning meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Tonight, 12 Democrats running for the White House will be on the same debate stage in Ohio. It will be aired on CNN. Meanwhile, there's talk that another candidate might join the fray. Mike Bloomberg is reportedly considering a possible run after all. The former mayor of New York, supposedly citing Joe Biden's recent struggles against Senator Elizabeth Warren, and CNBC is reporting that Bloomberg has signaled to some associates he is still considering a run for the White House in 2020. A Northern California man's now in custody after he showed up at a police station with a body in his car yesterday. Mount Shasta police say the unidentified man told them that he had killed four people in Roseville, about 200 miles away. They then found a body in the car that he had driven to the police station. Police in Roseville, which is near Sacramento, found three other victims inside the man's apartment. Investigators say they don't believe the killings were a random act, but they haven't released further details. And Taco Bell is now recalling more than 2 million pounds of seasoned beef from its restaurants. Some of the meat might have been somehow contaminated accidentally with metal shavings at a plant. At least 21 states across parts of the Midwest, Southeast, and Northeast are affected. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.